Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, you are welcome to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We bless and we honor you, Almighty God, for another day in our lives, for the miracles of sleeping and waking up, for our going out and our coming in. We say thank you, Father. Thank you for all manners of battles that you have been fighting for us and the victory that you have brought for us as a result of these battles. We say glory be unto your holy name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all our past broadcasts, for all the souls that have been won to your kingdom. Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for all manners of testimony as a result of this broadcast. We say glory be unto you. Father, we have come to you today to learn from your feet. And we pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us. You will speak to our situation, Father, Lord. And at the end of the day, Lord Jehovah God, let there be salvation. Let there be healing. Let there be deliverance. Take us higher. Draw us closer to you, Lord, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters, my father and my mother, I welcome you once again to this wonderful program of yours, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God will do something extraordinary in your lives this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that today we yield this increase for you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will remember you for good this day in Jesus' mighty name. Today I'll be discussing with you what I titled The Journey Back to Restoration. The Almighty God will restore that which you have lost in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll be taking my text from the book of Luke chapter 15, and I read from verse 11 to 24 because of time, but you can take your time and read further down. Reading from verse 11, say, and he said, there was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me. And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into far country, and there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his field to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the field ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants had more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion, ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servant, bring quickly the best robes. Put it on him, put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is a passage many of us are familiar with. Even before we became Christians, some of us already know this passage, the story of the prodigal son. There are key things I want you to understand from this passage. I want you to know that at times in our journey of life, we have made several mistakes, but we must know that what defines us is not whether we've made mistakes, because it's not only you that have made mistakes, but what defines us is what we do to correct the mistakes. That is what defines us. There is no problem about having to fall. There is no problem about having to fail. But the problem is having to remain a failure. The problem is having to fall and continue to lie on the ground. I pray that the Almighty God will grant you the grace to correct whatever error that you have committed in the past, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This grace, this strength that you need shall be released upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. If you are falling, the Lord will lift you up again in the name of Jesus. The God of second chance will arise on your behalf in the name of Jesus. Number two thing we can learn is that many of us have gone far away from God. We've gone far away from God. The Bible said the boy went to a distant country. He went away far from the Father. Many of us, when we gave our life to Christ, we are very fervent for God. We are ready to tell everybody about the goodness of God. We are ready to serve Him. We are ready to do a lot of things for our God. But suddenly, gradually, we begin to draw back. We find it difficult to study the Bible. We find it difficult to pray. We find it difficult to share the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. And all these things, they come gradually. They don't just start one day. They are gradual. And before we know it, we become distant from the Lord. The Lord will grant you the grace to come back to Him in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because God does not want you to be cold. He doesn't want you to be cold. He wants you to be hot for Him. In the book of Revelation, chapter 3, say, I know your works, you are neither cold nor hot, would that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. The Lord will not spew you out of his mouth. You will retrace your step to him in the name of Jesus. Once again, you'll be fervent for the Lord in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We must learn that the further we are away from Him, the more we deny ourselves of our inheritance in Christ. May you not deny yourself of your inheritance in Christ in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will draw near to Him and He will draw you closer to Him in Jesus' name. We must know that things that entices us initially that may appear good take us away from God. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10, say, my son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. May you be able to overcome every temptation that comes your way in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord tells us that He will make a way of escape for us when temptation comes, because we cannot afford to toy with the enemy. The Bible tells us in John 10:10-8, say, the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Jesus is ready to give you back that life. He's ready to give you an abundance of life. You cannot afford to be distant from him. Be close to him. Do not be like this boy did initially. I was distant from the Father. I pray that the Almighty God will open our eyes and for us to be able to retrace our steps in the name of Jesus. I want us to know that in the land of the unrighteous, famine is a common denominator. When he went away from the Father, suddenly famine was in the land. There was lack in the land. The Lord tells us that he will neither leave you nor forsake you. He tells us in the book of Psalm 37, reading from verse 25. He said, I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread. He is ever lending generously and his children become a blessing. And in verse 27, says, turn away from evil and do good, so shall you dwell forever. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says he will not forsake the righteous. The righteous for him, the Almighty God will not forsake you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He also tells us in the book of Lamentation, Lamentation chapter 4, reading from verse 4, it says, the tongue of the nursing infant stick to the roof of his mouth for thirst. He said, the children beg for food, but no one gives them. He said, those who once feasted on delicacies perish in the streets. Those who were brought up in purple embrace ash heap. May that not be your portion in the name of Jesus. You will not retrogress. You will move forward in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will move forward in the name of Jesus. But let us see what happened to this young man. He took responsibility. The Bible says that he came to his senses. In the book of Luke 15, 17. He said, but when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish in hunger. Brothers and sisters, are you perishing in hunger? When I say perishing in hunger, it doesn't necessarily mean that, oh, you don't have money in your pocket. No, it may not be that. It may be affliction, diseases, frustration here and there, disappointment here and there. But God is saying that, look, my son, my daughter, you have to take a decision. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, he said, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. And he said, therefore choose life, that not only you, but you and your offspring may live. Brothers and sisters, it's a time to take that decision. It's a time for us to go back. No matter how far you have gone, no matter how terrible you have been living your life, how righteous life you have been living, God is saying that, just come back to me. He tells us in the book of 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, that if you and I confess of our sins, he says he shall be faithful and just to forgive us all our sins and cleanse us of all our righteousness. So brothers and sisters, the God of restoration is ready to restore you. In the book of Joel chapter 2, reading from verse 23, he said, be glad, O children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down to you abundant rain, the early and the latter rain. The threshing floor shall be full of grain. The vat shall overflow with wine and oil. And he said, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the upper, the destroyer, the cutter, the great army which I sent amongst you. And in verse 26, he said, you shall eat in plenty in the name of Jesus and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed again. You will not be ashamed again. You need to trace your step back to him. And as you do so, the Almighty God will move on your behalf. So brothers and sisters, maybe you are like that prodigal son who has gone far, far away. You can make your step back. So this day, I'm giving you the opportunity to retrace your step and go back to him. And say, Father, I have sinned against you. Have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let me never go back to my vomit in the name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for these your children that have retraced their steps back to you. They have come to you this day, Lord, that they accept them. Forgive them their sins. Write their names in the book of life. Let them never go back to their vomit in the name of Jesus. Father, for everyone who have heard this message today, the Almighty God will restore you. That which you have lost, the Lord Almighty God will give back unto you. All your garment, the royal garment that have been taken off you, the Lord will put them back unto you. In the name of Jesus, you will move forward. You will make progress in all areas of your life. You will celebrate and you'll be celebrated in the mighty name of Jesus. The Almighty God will perfect all that concerns you in Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.